Hello, you guys. Welcome back to Junk Drawer Podcast. Today, I'm so excited because I'm here with my special guest, Anna Marie Forcino. Hi.
Hi. Hello, sinners. How are you?
Ooh, we got a sinner's welcome. I love
just
that.
Just exclusive.
I can't believe it. I thought that was like a very sacred thing for your channel. So I feel very honored to have that bestowed here amongst the Junk Drawer audience.
Of course, anything for you guys. It is Pride Month, and I'm feeling extra giving.
Or Demon Month, as the conservatives have been calling it.
I went to a Pride festival this weekend, and I saw this trans woman with the shirt that has, like, the meme on it, and it was just, like, incredible.
Like, everything that conservatives do, like, conservative memes are just so corny. That it's so easy to, like, take them as satire and just kind of reclaim them.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like they're 10 years behind when it comes to stuff being funny. Like, they still use the bottom text meme unironically.
Yeah. So, and oh my God, I've just been seeing so many great memes coming out of the Pride Demon Month meme. I'll put a picture of it up for you guys if you're watching and
right
not
here.
Listening. I've seen one that literally said, it was like Jesus. It was like repetitively saying Jesus and then like highlighting the sus part and just putting like a little Among Us guy. Like, you can really create a message out of anything in this way. So it's just like it kind of is very like mental illness leaning, and that's coming from a mentally ill girlie. Like, you're showing
right
clear
here too.
Signs.
I mean, it is a little sus that he died and then rose from the dead 3 days later. Sounds like someone's the imposter.
I think he vented.
He vented from heaven back to earth.
For three whole days. Greatest prank ever pulled.
You would make a killing on prank YouTube in 2023.
Killing it. Absolutely killing it.
I would sub.
You know, I would. I would actually smash the bell, too, for all
and that like button. Anything for our Lord and Savior.
You know, I actually really love it when in 2023 people still do the little green screen, like subscribe, like hitting the bell type thing, like over the screen, like as the video starts.
Like a tutorial on how to do it. Oh, yeah. Or like when people like 10 seconds into the video are like, make sure you subscribe. But it's like, I just got here.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I like you yet. Like, I get it's like for like the algorithm and like, you know, get that bag or whatever. But like, damn.
Gone are the days where you can start a YouTube video by saying subscribe, like not even a hello. It's almost like, oh, my God, it's almost like when you're working in a store.
Right.
And somebody comes up to you and you're like, hey, hello, how are you? And they're like, can I get a bag? Can I
can't tell you how many times that happened to me. That.
I used to work at Albertsons, so like that was like my ultimate like pet peeve, like that people would do to me, like, say it back. Say hello back to me. And I also like I kind of get irrationally upset about stuff like that. Like, me and my boyfriend went to go see the new Little Mermaid movie. Mm-hmm. And as we're exiting the theater, I held the door open for someone. And then they didn't say thank you. And it really just like, yeah. Because what the fuck is that? Like,
that's some horse shit.
Stuff. I know. Horse shit, dude.
Pure horse like, dung.
Dude, because if you don't say thank you when somebody opens the door for you, then it's like, what am I, your doorman? What am I, your employee?
Or it's like, might as well just go fuck myself now.
Yeah, I'll just go die.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to die? Okay.
Oh, you want me to kill myself right here and change the trajectory for the rest of your life? I will.
I mean, that's basically what you're saying. That's the hidden subtitles. That's the dog whistle of that.
Yeah, that is a dog whistle. That is a red flag. If you can't just say thank you.
Because I'm holding the door open for you to be a good citizen, to be polite, to show you that I care and I see you. You are visible to me. So
I see you. I
hear ignoring it. I hear you. I'm empathetic to you, to your situation that you are walking out of the door, yet you ignore me.
That's the ultimate disrespect.
It's you the ultimate.
You deserve to be thanked.
And the fact that I'm still thinking about it like 2 days later, just it says a lot. It just says a lot. about society.
It keeps you up at night. We used to be a country. A proper country.
We used to say thank you to each other.
Do you think manners have like died a little bit with like the new generation? Not to sound like a boomer, like not to sound like my mom for a second, but no offense, Tina.
In some ways, yes. In some ways, because I've noticed that in the area that I live in, there's quite a lot of old people. There's quite a lot of old people that live in houses. They're like kind of retired, stuff like that. I feel like their politeness is a little bit dead because I've just noticed that anytime that I'm like walking outside or something like that, like I will change my trajectory for anybody to make space for them, but they refuse to do it. Like they just don't. Like they're just like, I'm going, I'm standing right here. Sorry.
Yeah. Like just because you've been around here for 80 years, that doesn't mean you can't step to the side when I'm walking. Like, fuck yeah. You, Bertha.
It's kind of an outdated, it's almost becoming an outdated term to like call someone Karen. So I'm going to need another like Karen adjacent.
Something name. Worse.
Mm-hmm, something worse.
Because I feel like it's just a sign to any woman who complains about something that's actually worth complaining about. Like, oh, you're just a Karen. You know what I mean? Like, it's become sort of misogynistic.
It's becoming a little weird. Like, I feel like the, like, right-wing people are kind of trying to reclaim the Karen term and just start calling leftist Karens when we're like, hey, like, is it cool if, like, you know, you don't tear down the signs that are rainbows and Target? Is it cool?
Could like, you not stare at me when my girlfriend and I are walking down the street together?
That's actually a good segue to something that I wanted to ask you. I'm just curious if you feel like recently, I feel like there's been a lot of homophobia, like really like ramping up. Not that it's not always persistent, but I feel like in the last like 2 months, it is like really like vamped up. Like it got kind of dialed up to around 100 recently from like 75, I would say. Do you feel like you've been experiencing anything weird from that? Like just like outside with your girlfriend, like going places, like do you experience any kind of like hate directly?
I mean, I've definitely gotten the like shitty comments on YouTube, but like that's inevitable. In real life though, I haven't, but I'm anticipating it. Although I'm in Jersey and like this is a blue state. It always has been, at least as far as I've been alive. But I'm just kind of anticipating for it to happen. Like, for example, I wore a pride shirt to the gym the other day. It was like, it said choose to love and the love was like in like a rainbow flag. Pretty like, mm-hmm. I mean, it was obviously like a gay pride shirt, but like pretty, yeah, that's pretty cute. Subtle. Yeah. I was waiting for my day to turn into a John Quinones, like, what would you do type of situation. I was waiting for like someone to just like say something.
I've never felt the need to like go out of my way to like purchase something specifically that is like, what's up, gay people? I love you. But like now I
talk Valentina.
Now I do actually, I kind of feel the urge to do that just because it feels like there's so many people just coming out of the woodworks that are just like so blatantly, above all things right now, transphobic. So it feels like an important time to show that that's not cool. We like, this is what we support, you know? And I don't know, it's kind of a weird thing because like at the end of the day, like kind of like buying like rainbow capitalism merchandise, it's kind of like a, like, they don't really care, but it's at the same time, it's like, it's also a kind of a positive thing. It's like, you know, you're showing your support. So I don't know. I'm kind of on the side of rainbow capitalism capitalizing right now just because we're losing so much. Like we're in the trenches right now, it seems.
Yeah. Like, is it performative? Yeah. Do they really care? No. But like, I never realized how comforting it was for just like a company to slap like a rainbow overlay on their logo every year. Cause it's at least like, you know, we're worth marketing to. That like at least we're seen as equal prey in the capitalism game, if that makes sense.
But yeah, now like it's like equally, just as equally like
marketable.
Exploitable.
Yeah, exactly. That's the word. But now it's like they're all backing down to insane people on the right.
Yeah. And I've never seen this before. Like, I mean, I could totally be wrong. Like, maybe I was just out of the loop a couple years ago and didn't notice it. But I've seen, like, every year for Pride Month, like, they just go for it. And I'm sure they do receive some criticism every year. So I'm just so shocked why all of a sudden this year they're just backing out. Like, what has changed, you know?
I think, like, people like Matt Walsh, Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, Blair White have a lot to do with it. Obviously, like, they didn't create homophobia and transphobia and just queerphobia in general, but I think social media and right-wing people on social media have a lot to do with it. Just, like, pushing this narrative, like Fox News, like, they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, and to be quite frank, it's evil. Like, I literally saw a car the other day when I was in a drive-thru, and it had a Daily Wire sticker on the back of it. And I literally, I looked at my boyfriend and I said, I hope that guy literally, like, I don't feel bad. Like, I seriously think if you're advocating for the Daily Wire right now,
seek help.
Yeah, you've lost your mind. Like, I might have to beep that out. I might have to remove that, but because
I don't support vandalism, but
yeah, because what the fuck?
I might just have to key your car.
I don't usually advocate for this sort of thing, but like I've had enough this month. Like, and it's also like worth mentioning, and I feel like I have a lot of like pent up emotions and like thoughts about this just because like I haven't had the time to like do like a full like deep dive video on this or anything, and I feel like there's a lot of nuance to a lot of things where I would like want to make like an in-depth video on it.
Right.
My emotions are just like I don't know. I sincerely applaud you for being able to put out content every week that's like honestly pretty upsetting, and you deal with it like so well, and you're able to like joke about it, and it's just honestly I always leave watching one of your videos with like a better like positive attitude towards everything.
Even when I like make fun of alpha males or talk about water for 30 minutes.
I'd love it when you talk about water for 30 minutes. You know, water talk, that is so interesting to me. Like, I feel like people, like maybe, and maybe I'm kind of generalizing people right now. It seems like a lot of like older white women are just kind of like bored, and they want to do something fun with their water. And I'm not really judging them for it. Like, no. I honestly think it's like fun. Like, this is like the least problematic thing people in that demographic have done, really. So
they're bored in their McMansions. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to add 10 pumps of cherry syrup to your water and still call it water, fuck it. Do whatever you want. Yeah. Life is too short. Consume all the aspartame you want and need if it makes your day a little better.
Respectfully, like, I disagree. I don't think it's water, but at that point, you know?
Yeah, because, like, I wouldn't say it's juice, because it's, like, it's not always, like, fruit-flavored stuff. Like, they're adding, like, pistachio syrup, which sounds fucking nasty. And, like, birthday
cake. To put
in
water.
Mermaid water. Like, what? I want what you're smoking.
That's what I want to be passionate about. Like, I want to release, like, all of my pent up anxieties about things and just be like very passionate about like rainbow syrup or like mermaid water.
Unicorn water. Like, get out of here.
Calling like these different like birthday cake water and stuff like that, calling it just water is like the equivalent of calling like soda water. Like, just because there's water in it doesn't mean that it's water.
I think it's a mocktail, because these are like fun drinks you could get, like, say if you're sober and you're at a bar, but you still want the experience of, like, a fun, silly, sweet drink.
Yeah.
Like, that's fun. That's totally fine.
I love Water Talk. I love the Water Talk community. And you know what? If that's the thing, if that's the hill you want to die on, then stay there. And you know what? I was just thinking about this last night, like, even, like, flat earthers, if that's the hill that they want to, like, die on, then, like,
what hill? Okay. It's all flat.
If that is the corner that they want to die on, then okay.
Yeah. Because
you know what? At the end of the day, dude, like, what does it really change if the earth is flat? Like, let's just say, like, that wasn't an insane thing to say. Like, let's just say, yeah, like, we found out the earth is flat.
Let him
like,
cook. Let him cook for a second.
Nothing changes at all.
I wouldn't be upset, like, if I found out. Like, I would be like, oh, wow. Okay. But I would, like, just go on with my day and just, like, be careful not to fall off the edge.
Honestly, like, finding out that the earth is flat would be, like, the least scary and the least angry I would be all week compared to other things.
Yeah, like, honestly, that sounds nice. Just like we're all on like a plate with like a dome above us. I think that's how they believe the structure of the earth is, but like we're just a flying disc in the solar system. We're a frisbee.
We're like a frisbee. I love it. And you know, if that's what you believe, then that's fine with me, because I feel like that's also one of those weird things that like people believe, but it's like it's not harmful in any way. So it's like,
because no one takes it seriously. No one gives a shit.
Yeah, nobody cares, because there's just nothing to back it up. That actually leads me to another thought, because there's plenty of things that are harmful and also don't have anything to back it up that are very prevalent. Like just the idea that like, that I've been seeing more and more recently is that like gay people are groomers and that they're just out to get people. They're out to get the kids and stuff. Like when in reality, the call is coming from inside the house for a lot of these people, like especially Matt Walsh. Like I literally right before this podcast, I was reading this article about something that he said a couple years ago about how 16-year-olds, they're so fertile. That's the best time to have a baby. Like, okay.
Like, yeah, 16-year-olds were giving birth 2,000 years ago, but also they lived till 35. So. Yeah.
And also a lot of them, like, died.
Yeah.
Right? While giving birth. So that's interesting. Like, it seems like he thinks a lot about
he likes fertile 16-year-olds
and what's going on with their no-nos.
I've actually just recently, I think this is the first time I was called a groomer. I was called a groomer on Instagram the other day.
Really?
Yeah. And it's just like a stupid reason. I'll pull up the screenshot because I did block this person because they're not worth my time. But
definitely not. What is the context?
So are you aware of a creator called Ariel Scarsella?
No. Who is she?
So she's like an OG lesbian YouTuber. She used to make like a lot of lesbian sex ed videos, and like she brought on like all types of like people in the LGBTQ plus community on her channel. Like, but she's been, I guess, red pilled over the past few years, aka her channel was dying and she needed a way to grift back into popularity. So she became more right wing and specifically a TERF. Oh, although God, she wouldn't admit to being a TERF. I would consider her a TERF. Like, she, like, goes out of her way to call trans women bio males.
Bruh.
Like, and while, like, yes, of course, like, you know, trans people are transitioning from the sex they were assigned at birth, it's just, like, it seems like a way to, like, not call them women, if that makes sense.
It seems weird to go out of your way to do that repeatedly.
Right, right.
Like, there's definitely some stuff underlying to that statement.
Yeah, like she doesn't like that there are trans women who are also lesbians in the community. She thinks like only cis women should be allowed, and it's like very gatekeepy and very weird, her fixation with trans women.
Really weird too, especially when like you consider, if you thought about it for like 30 more seconds, it makes perfect sense how a trans woman could be lesbian, right?
Yeah,
because it's like that's gender. That's gender, baby. Like gender, you could be any fucking gender you want. Okay. And if you transitioned, or whether or not, you get what I'm trying to say, like you should be able to date whoever you want to date. And if that happens to be another woman, then that makes you a lesbian. So
yeah, or somewhere on the sapphic area.
Right? So somewhere there.
Yeah.
Could be bi, it could be pan.
It is a little gay to date a woman as a woman.
Right.
in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it takes like 30 more seconds to just kind of do that math.
Right. But someone tagged me under Ariel Scarcella's Instagram post, and I don't follow her, so I, you know, didn't know. I think, I don't know what the original post was, but this TERF, she literally called herself a TERF in her bio. She said, lesbians who say some women slash girls have a penis aren't really lesbians. They're actually bisexual slash straight women. It goes on. Real lesbians are women who love women because we know what a woman is, so we can define the word woman properly. Everyone born with the penis is male and will be a boy slash man, regardless of what they say about themselves or what they do to their bodies. If you want to see some trans cult lesbian women who are liber lol handmaidens of patriarchy down on their knees, figuratively servicing the penises of our trans women overlords, check out
what?
And then she tagged me, Megan Rapinoe,
Ellen,
JoJo Siwa.
What?
And sadly, the list of women who claim to love women but can't define the word woman goes on and on. So apparently I'm straight now because I support trans women.
Wow.
Which is a really
dang
interesting
take.
Well,
I guess life is about to get a lot easier, I guess, then.
Shit, I guess so.
As a straight person.
No more homophobia for me. But I Yay. Responded to her and I was like, you're beyond unhinged. And then she called me a groomer.
What? Wow. Okay. Insane conclusion to leap to. Very
unhinged.
Insane.
Deranged.
Unhinged. Yeah.
So, that happened.
Well, that just happened.
I couldn't even take it seriously just because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But like, there's genuinely people who are like that. And I guess Ariel has cultivated an audience that is okay with saying that.
Wow, that's a lot. I think people are becoming more and more desperate for money and views
mm-hmm.
that are especially like already like content creators. And then this is like causing them to do this like completely moralist like pivot into just saying the worst things imaginable that conservatives love. And it gets them so much money.
Right.
So much money.
Is it worth turning your back on your community for
no.
some money? Like, you're losing your integrity at the end of the day, which is priceless.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, they still don't fucking like you.
No. they like that you can push what they're saying, but they're never going to accept you. It's
nope.
the most pick me bullshit I've ever seen.
They're still going to take away all those rights. They're still going to cause whatever damage that they can. And you're not welcome in their space.
No, like the idea of conservatism doesn't include queer people. They're all like advocates for like the nuclear family. It doesn't involve queer people. They don't care about us. Not saying that the Democrats are perfect, because obviously no.
Obviously no.
Yeah.
And that's something that a lot of conservatives try to like use as like a gotcha. Like, but you guys love Joe Biden. Like, no, we fucking don't.
I hate that old man. No offense.
Like
not to be ageist.
I completely agree that he is sleepy and I don't like him. Okay. So we can get on that. We can agree on that.
Yeah. Like we chose the bottom of the barrel for the Democratic candidate in 2020.
And like he was just there and we kind of just felt like we just had to choose him. And that says a lot about society.
I would never vote for a Republican candidate in my life. I know they say you get conservative as you get older, but like, I am vowing right now.
I don't buy into that.
Realistically, you know, I mean, all these people could live to 120 for all we know. They're going to be dead in like the next 20, 30 years. So I feel like at this point, they're really voting like their vote doesn't impact the next generation and they don't really give a fuck and they just want to make sure they're set and they're good, but like the rest of us can go fuck ourselves.
Yeah.
That's Gen Z's problem to clean up.
As always, you know, and
yeah.
I really feel for I feel for the millennials, dude. Like the millennials got fucked. Like
they did
hard.
Like, fucked hard sideways.
It's completely sideways, dude. Like, they're gonna be like a sad picture in a history book in like 10 years. The millennial section of the history book will like start with like a sad face emoji.
There's gonna be like an upside down like frowny face on like an avocado toast.
Yes. Yes.
And that's like the chapter on millennials.
And I feel bad for millennials in the way that they also get like roasted so much, because like if they're out of touch, bro, it's because they're freaking busy. They're booked and busy and they're sad.
Mm-hmm. I think because like a lot of them love nostalgia, and like obviously nostalgia sells for any generation, but like I think because like so much shit has happened in their lifetime and in our lifetime too, because we're older Gen Z people, I think it's just like their way of like reclaiming, you know, the shitty years of their life. Because a lot of millennials are Disney adults, I've mm-hmm. noticed. That's the primary demographic. Mm-hmm. And I think that could be why, because they went through like what, 9/11, the 2009 recession.
Yeah. They're just dying to catch a break, to be quite frank.
Right. And millennial humor is kind of endearing. Like, it's goofy, it's cringe, but like, I'd rather see that than boomer memes about how gay people are groomers and pedophiles.
Definitely.
Being cringy is not a crime.
No, it's not. In fact,
if it is, lock us up.
Yeah. Lock me up, throw away the key.
Right.
We can all be a little cringy sometimes. And, you know, the meaning of cringe will be changing soon. Probably in like 2 years. A lot of stuff that's funny right now will be considered totally, totally cringe. So,
or choogy, as the kids say now, which that's cringe.
Even that, I think, it's a dead word. And I'm so confused how that word actually like died so fast. Like, was it even ever truly a thing? Because I feel like I heard it like twice and then people were like, that's over, it's done.
I think because like trends come and go so quickly on TikTok that like, you know, slang and popular sounds and stuff just like comes and goes, and like even like in a couple days, like a meme from last week could be like unfunny the next week.
Yeah.
Or like overdone.
One that I noticed recently was like the did you see that meme of the kid that was like, 1, 2, buckle my shoe, 3.
Yes.
Like, that's gone. It's in the wind. Whew. Flew away. Have not seen it.
Yeah. I think, like, my friend told me about it, like, a week ago. And, like, now that it's gone, it's like, well, that never happened.
Yeah, that basically never even happened. But the wildest thing to think about is, like, if that happened 10 years ago, it would be on a t-shirt at Hot Topic.
The person who sang it would be on Ellen right now.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about. Yeah.
Nothing is sacred anymore.
No. And it's kind of sad because like there's like this term. I don't necessarily agree with the wording, but it's called manufactured ADHD.
Ooh.
Where like people's attention spans have gotten shorter. I don't necessarily agree with the title of it. I didn't come up with it. That's just what I've like read. But like, mm-hmm. you know, like, social media, especially like TikTok, has destroyed our attention spans. And that's why trends don't stay around for longer than a week. And like why a lot of people can't watch movies anymore without like tuning out.
Yeah, I don't know, because I actually heard, this was literally like yesterday, and this is actually very telling of my ADHD. I was editing mm-hmm. a video, and in the background, I had another video playing in my headphones, and I was somehow like editing mine, listening to me, and still kind of hearing what the girl in the background mm-hmm. was saying. She was saying that there is actually like no official statistic on how long human attention spans are. So like, there's like always this like meme and always this like thing going around that's like, oh, now our attention span is shorter than a goldfish. But there's actually no proof of that. And
really?
Yeah. Yeah. There's literally like, there was no like scientific like analysis of that. Like, we didn't actually get that information from a person who has like the right to be like, yes, this is true.
Mm-hmm.
So
I feel like that's something you would want to calculate.
Right? It is.
Because I feel like that's important.
It's pretty important, but it seems like it hasn't actually been done officially yet. a lot of what it is, and that she was pointing out too, is that yes, like TikTok is really bad for your attention span, but a lot of people are using TikTok as like a means to avoid their feelings and emotions. And I feel like now is a time where more and more people are like experiencing depression for a variety of reasons. And mm-hmm. so it could really be more about the depression than it is about the ability to focus on anything for longer than 5.5 seconds. I could very well be wrong. Like I said, I was literally listening to this while editing my own video. I was like hearing myself go, and then and then she was like, the attention's bad. Like,
that's so ironic too.
To be fair though, I do quite literally have ADHD, so that's my excuse. Mm-hmm. That's my forte.
I don't have it, but I definitely do have focus issues that I need to look further into. I'm not going to diagnose myself on the Junk Drawer podcast, but we're not mental health experts.
No.
Just to let y'all know. We're just silly means. Little guys.
I advocate for you to please Google things.
Google's your friend.
Google is your best friend. And a big problem, I would say, like above even like the attention span thing, is that nobody looks things up anymore. Like outside of just like videos that they've seen, like a TikTok that they've mm-hmm. seen, which is what recently caused like this whole huge thing, this whole debacle with Target and the idea that there was like a trans bathing suit for a child when in reality there wasn't. And then there was just this lady who was like on a mission, on a witch hunt, went down to Target, right. got an adult bathing suit, just brought it over to the kids section and was like, hey, mm-hmm. this is from here. So this is crazy, right? Y'all believe yeah. me, right? Don't look it up. Don't look it up. Don't look on the website.
Just trust me, bro. Just trust me.
Source, trust me.
Yeah, because it was like the color block one, right?
Right. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It was a bathing suit, and it wasn't even like, it was nothing even like groundbreaking, I would say. It was just, on the tag, it was like, it has a light binding effect. And you can, there is extra space in this, so if you wanted to, you could tuck in it. Like, it wasn't anything like absolutely crazy. Like, it was just mm-hmm. a bathing suit with more room in it, if you wanted that. And then, yeah. if you didn't want to show as much up here, regardless mm-hmm. of what gender you are, you could buy that. And like,
valid.
You would think that is more of a conservative look. Like, it's not a bikini.
Modest.
It's modest even, right?
Right,
so,
yeah.
In a roundabout way, is that not what they would like to see?
Yeah, in a roundabout way, they're promoting sexual liberation because they want us to show more skin.
Right?
So...
Target
Checkmate.
Has some pretty, they have some pretty cute bikinis, I will say, but they are pretty small. But they're mm-hmm. not angry about those. So I'm just,
no,
just interesting.
But these are the same people who hate drag shows but love child beauty pageants. So it's like, when are you going to critique the outfit choices for that?
Yeah.
I'm still waiting.
I'm still waiting to know who thought and still thinks it's a good idea for grown-ass men and women to look at little kids in little outfits and be like, that one is more beautiful than the others.
Like, what? Yeah.
That's strange.
We have yet to unpack how fucking strange that is.
Is anybody going to talk about that? It's a show on TLC. It's very popular. Who's watching yeah. that? Who's watching that, by the way?
I'd rather not know. Because I'm sure it's like stage moms in the making, but also a very concerning part of the male demographic.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
It's not even like a secret, really. Like, if you go on TikTok, you know, there's like videos of like tons of teenagers, and they're not even doing anything like weird or anything. Like, they're just like having fun. They're doing a dance or something. But mm-hmm. concerningly, there will be like tons and tons and tons of like saves on these. Like millions, yeah. I mean. And it's like, you know, not all of them are kids. It's adults saving no. these things. But we're focused on the drag queens, though. The drag queens are the ones in question.
Yeah. I saw there's this TikTok account called Mom Uncharted, and she exposes like family accounts on TikTok and family vloggers and stuff. She talked about this guy who received a cameo. You know what cameo is, right?
Yeah.
So apparently this family, I don't know the family's name, but they were having their like 11-year-old daughter send out cameo shout outs to people. And this 45-year-old dude ordered a cameo from the 11-year-old kid for his birthday. How fucking strange is that?
What?
I'll have to send you the video after this. But like,
fuck?
Like, why the fuck? Unless if you're like a pedo.
Even allow that?
These parents want money. They don't care about their children's safety or autonomy.
Like, to me, the family vloggers are honestly the ones that are the real groomers.
Oh, for sure.
So that's why it's so rich that Roman Atwood, I just saw this the other day, was like, mm-hmm. And let me just show you this.
Remember the Shaytards from back in the day?
The what?
Okay, listen, I brought them up. I did a video a couple months back about this stupid father who brought his like tiny child onto a roller coaster he couldn't fit on or whatnot. Oh. And I mentioned the Shaytards, and a couple people were like, what the fuck? Like, is that really their name? And like, I'm just like, I didn't come up with their name. I wasn't there when they planned and made the account. I'm just.
Okay, I completely forgot about that video, and I forgot about their name. I know exactly what you're talking about, but mm-hmm. Their name quite literally sounds like you're making a slur. Like, that's crazy.
That's probably because the account's from like 2008, 2009, when like edgy humor was still considered cool and funny. So I'm sure it was like a play on that.
Oh, okay. So that's not their actual name then. Because if it was their actual name, I would be like, okay, like, oops, I guess like, you know, that's just their name. But if they purposefully did that, then fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. Their last name is Butler.
Wow.
At least from what I know.
I don't like that last name.
I don't either. I don't like the channel name.
Your last name shouldn't be a job.
Yeah.
It's like people with the last name McDonald.
Yeah, like what the fuck? Change it. Or like if your first name's Wendy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
All right. I guess if you say so.
Okay, but I did send you this link. It's actually clinically insane. So I wanna see your opinion on this. I wanna hear your reaction.
Okay.
To it.
Is it the Roman Atwood? Oh boy.
They used a man trying to be a female to promote beer. Right?
An American, all American.
If you're gonna use a female, why not use a female that was born a female, that's capable of birthing children and raising them?
Mm-hmm.
How about dealing with a period every single month? Why not just give a woman that position?
Right.
I've seen people comparing like some of the men, women, transgender men, women to like doing blackface.
Right.
Is it like literally making fun of women?
These people only see women as like vessels for birth.
Right?
Like equating like biological functions to gender.
Yeah, if you can't have a period, then you're not a woman. Like, me having my period is like the last thing I think about when I think about like my brain and my mind and my soul.
Like, right.
In fact, quite frankly, I rarely even think about it.
Yeah, only like once a month I think about it.
The comparison to blackface is just the most unhinged take right. I've ever seen.
Not the blackface. Like, that's like so ridiculous.
There's a lot to unpack with it, but like what it boils down to is like, okay, so gender, people like to dress in a way that is affirming to their gender. And at the end of the day, those are articles of clothing. There are ways to express yourself. And blackface is a historical thing that is done to mock black people.
Right.
And just like is just racist. It's just like frustrating. Like you don't even like it. It just left me speechless, especially from somebody who's a fucking family vlogger.
Right. Like blackface was like literally like performers dehumanizing black people post-slavery.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even remotely the same thing to being trans.
Yeah.
Because how are trans women existing dehumanizing cis women?
Exactly. I don't feel dehumanized. They're not. And that's what pisses me off about TERFs. It's like, what is really happening to you that is making you upset? Like, there's nothing happening to you.
Worms for brains.
And they get mad at being called a cisgender woman. Like, that just means, like, biologically a woman. That's what you want to be called. That's what you are. like how can you be upset by that?
it's just a fact.
Yeah.
You are a cisgender woman. And it's a lot easier to say that than like a person who was assigned female at birth. Like cis woman, that gets the point across easily.
It's easy. It's so easy. And it's nothing to be offended by. Quite.
It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
TERFs are dumb.
They're honestly, I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry, actually. You are
no,
dumb.
Fuck TERFs.
Holy shit. And then him saying that we should be mad that a
Who
trans
are you to speak
woman,
for us?
Yeah. Yeah. You're a fucking guy.
Like, child exploiter.
Yeah. I understand even like having a kid maybe in like one or two videos or like just showing like, oh, we're going on like a trip, we're going to like Disneyland or something, like, but it's like they're like trying to vlog these children's like personalities and trying to like sculpt them and mold them to be like personable to everyone, as if they're not
and filming them while they're in diapers,
as if, like, they're not just like trying to develop their own brain, develop their own sense of self, you know, and having it like forced on them. It's
and it's like, how do you expect to connect with your child if you're just talking to them through a camera? Like, there's nothing authentic.
Yes.
Like, that's the time to like connect with them and to form that parent-child bond.
Yes. Like, remember that one footage of like a family channel that she accidentally posted, and she was like trying to like take a thumbnail picture, and she's like, okay, cry. Like, make sure it looks like you're sad. And, like, take this picture. Yeah, like, stuff like that. Like,
who was that person? I don't remember the channel, but I do remember that clip distinctly.
Yeah, I don't remember her either. I just remember distinctly being, like, just feeling so dystopian about it. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's not even just, like, we all know about how, like, Hollywood treats, like, child stars and is like super shitty and toxic to them. But now it's like, you don't even have to be like in Hollywood for that to happen to you. You know, your mom could just be a fucking narcissist and forcing you into a family vlog. Like,
whoa. She wants likes and attention. Cause she's so boring on her own. So she has to exploit her children.
No, yes.
Having a platform isn't a right. It's a privilege.
Very true.
Like, this is a privilege that we have. We're not owed this.
Exactly.
And people forget that.
Yeah. Yeah, like, not everybody deserves to have a platform, like, just plain and simple, you know? Or not everybody should either, because maybe not everybody is, like, equipped to handle a lot of, like, stuff that comes along with it, you know? It's a big responsibility. Basically, what it boils down to is not being an asshole, but maybe people aren't ready to not be an asshole a lot of the time.
Yeah, and they'll act whatever which way for likes, money, clout.
And what a lot of bad content and shitty, immoral content comes down to is just people, like, not having feeling that they have a good enough personality of their own to make their own content without harassing others or exploiting other people.
But, I mean, those type of people don't care who they hurt. Like, people like Sneeko and Leafy and iDubbbz even back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that might be controversial to say now, given the apology and stuff, but
I think it's okay to talk about it. Like, I mean, he did an apology, and it was quite frankly, like, the best apology I've ever seen. Like, I don't think I've ever even seen anybody, like, address the amount of stuff that he did in that video and, like, actually take responsibility for as much. But I think it's still, like, valid to talk about, like, the things that he did, because it's, like, at the end of the day, it harmed a lot of people. Like, it's great to see, we love to see character development, but, like, hey, you can't really pretend like that stuff didn't happen and doesn't exist, you know?
Right. Like, normalizing saying the N-word and the F-slur. Like, that's not cool. That did a lot of damage.
Yeah. And I think, like, it's so great and so awesome that he apologized. But, like, I also mm-hmm. understand, like, why he feels guilty. Because, like, quite frankly, like, if you did those things, you should. And
yeah,
if you're a good person, you would feel guilty about doing something like that. So, I mean,
right.
Like, if you just didn't have any kind of regret from that, then I would truly feel like you were like, something's going on.
You know, obviously I can't accept the apology because it wasn't directed toward me, but I think it's a good first step in the right direction. It can't undo all the harm he's done, but it's certainly a start. I couldn't imagine being part of a marginalized group he targeted back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. And I just want to point that out too. Like, just because I think that his apology video was like good in the sense that there's so many bad apology videos. Like, the bar was really mm-hmm. low to begin with, but this one was addressing, quite frankly, like, everything. But just because I say that doesn't mean that it's my apology to accept, for sure. Like, everybody has a right to, like, feel the way that it's valid. It's valid. However you feel about it is completely valid. Speaking of Sneeko,
oh, boy.
I don't know if you've seen this, but there's a clip going around of him talking to underage girls. And when they say that they're underage, he says, how underage?
How underage? Yeah.
This coming from...
Do you know my personal beef with Sneeko?
No. You have personal beef? No way.
Kind of, yeah. So, do you remember my Andrew Tate video from last year?
Yes.
I don't regret posting it, but that is easily the video that's gotten me the most hate and, like, actually sent me into, like, a depression for a little bit. But I came back, like, a lot stronger. I have a thicker skin now, so, who cares? But, you know, people were, like, reacting to it, and Sneeko made a one-hour reaction to that video, just calling me a fat, depressed feminist and making fun of my piercings the whole time. At least from what people told me. I've only watched like the first few seconds.
Wow.
I knew I would actually spiral if I watched the whole thing.
Oh my God.
That's fan behavior if you ask me.
He watched the whole video? Thanks for that watch time.
Thank you, King. Cool. And like, I think he talked about like, people in his comment section were like, oh, Andrew would never want to fuck you. When I literally like had a lesbian fan at the very beginning. It's like, babe, that would be a miserable experience for all of us.
We don't want him anyways. It's
yeah.
Gosh. The reason why, and I mean, I think this is obvious, that Sneeko would feel the need to make fun of your physical appearance and make fun of things like piercings is just because he doesn't actually have a good rebuttal. And I don't think his debates are intelligent even in the slightest. And I do feel like a long time ago before he got like really problematic, like he made content that kind of had like points to it and that were just like normal. Quite frankly, they were normal pieces of content. It seemed that he was intelligent, which also makes me wonder if he half believes half of this crap that he spews and is half like a grifter. I'm not sure. Either way, he still fucking sucks. I'm saying quite frankly
fuck
a lot
Sneeko.
Today.
Fuck Sneeko.
Fuck
I've never
Sneeko.
Gone on camera and said it, but fuck you, Sneeko.
Fuck Sneeko.
I literally stuttered when I said that.
Yeah, and...
One more time. Fuck Sneeko.
And I don't understand the need for a lot of, like, male content creators to not just straight up say that, too. Like, that makes me uncomfortable that a lot of people can't just say that. Like, if you can't say fuck Sneeko, then, like, what do you really stand for? Like,
I think when it comes to, like, human rights in general, a lot of male content creators say the bare minimum. Like, oh, misogyny's bad, and, like, they get millions of fans for it.
Yeah, and then,
and, like, thanks, I guess,
like, okay.
For your fucking shallow take.
Let me just get this off my chest. I have a bit of an opinion that might be a little bit controversial just because of the person who it is.
Oh,
like,
go for it.
So, and he has been criticized recently for something else, but okay. So let me start with a compliment. Penguins.
Oh, I don't know who you're going to talk about.
Penguins.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I think that he has a talent for saying things in a silly way and being able to captivate audiences and can be quite funny. But, okay, I noticed this first with his Sneeko video, that when he talked about Sneeko and talked to Sneeko, never not once did he actually talk about how he has problematic, misogynistic beliefs that he's trying to spread to other people. All that he talked about was the cuties thing and the cuck thing. And that was all. Like, there was no mention of the misogyny, which is like his number one thing. And so it literally...
Or like literally threatening to sexually assault Chacha.
Yes! Yes! And so doing a video on Sneeko and talking to Sneeko without mentioning that at all feels a little bit like talking to a Nazi and making fun of them for getting a DUI. Like, it feels a little bit like you are completely kind of ignoring the big elephant in the room.
Yeah. Like, yelling at a Nazi because they didn't say thank you when you held the door open for them.
Yeah, like, obviously, like, okay, that's rude, but sure. But they're a fucking Nazi.
That's not, like, the issue.
That's not the issue.
It seemed like he was more so calling out Sneeko for his personal drama with him as opposed to Sneeko's negative effect on women and teenage boys.
Right. And, you know, I don't blame people for not wanting to get political. However, if you are going to bring up a topic like Sneeko, who's literally, his whole thing is misogyny, and then you don't talk about it, it seems like you're purposefully trying to leave something out in order to keep from pissing off a certain audience. And that, to me, does not feel comfortable.
Because at that point, you're just platforming him.
Yeah. And in his video where he actually talked to Sneeko, so many of the comments were like, wow, Moist Critical ruined his career and saved it all in the same week. Like, a lot of it was like, oh, wow, now he actually doesn't seem that bad. Like, yeah, these comments were like stressing me out because it's like, I don't understand how just that one conversation that did not even mention misogyny was able to give you such comfort and be like, yeah, yeah, you know what? He's okay. He's not that bad.
Yeah, I could show with Sneeko.
Yeah, and so obviously the second thing that bothered me about his content was the recent thing, which was his response to iDubbbz's apology, which was handled very poorly. And like, this is not
me. And he doubled down.
He doubled down. That's the worst part. That's the worst part.
God. Like, I, a white man, don't think you need to apologize for racism. That was the essential, that was the whole video.
Yes. And so let me, before anybody just like tears me a new asshole, I don't think that he needs to get canceled or anything, but I would just love it if I saw him kind of grow a little bit in that department, because it was honestly a tough watch. Like, it was a horrible take. And it's not even just a horrible take. It's a horrible take that reassures those millions of people that watch him that, yeah, those racist jokes, those slurs that he said were not a big deal. It's like, you got a huge...
Or it's like, it's in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you got a huge platform, dude. Like, it was just disappointing to see that. And then I also felt like, you know, he's such a huge creator. And, you know, when it comes to people that are so beloved and, you know, huge, like, people are kind of scared to, like, criticize that, you know? And they're kind of scared of, like, their audience kind of in, like, the backlash. But, like, I also feel like people really should just be able to constructively criticize people and not worry about that. So if there's any Charlie heads listening to this, I swear I'm not trying to take him down. I'm just saying these are things that bother me about his content recently.
They're valid criticisms, in my opinion. And I think the major sentiment of, like, people thought Charlie's rant was, like, horseshit.
Yeah, it was horseshit, to be quite frank. Words of the day are, to be quite frank.
And horseshit.
I also want to mention D'Angelo Wallace has a really great video about that situation that I think you should watch. And he probably talks about it, or he does talk about it way better than I ever could. So just watch that video if you're interested in hearing more about that.
Yes. So. I'm so glad he's back.
Me too.
He's so lovely.
Me too. Dude, when he came out of his freaking slumber from that Sunny mm-hmm. V2 video, like literally, like, it sparked hope for me. Like, the world started healing for me.
Right?
Okay, so another thing on my roster that it's been weighing on my mind, it's in the junk of my brain, the junk drawer, if you will, is that Matt Walsh has been selling a plush of him that's a baby.
That's so fucking creepy. In a diaper. In only a diaper.
In a fucking diaper. So I'll be putting some images of this on screen, of course.
He looks like if a blowfish was a Reddit mod.
Okay, so just check out some of this merch, though. Even besides the sweet baby plushie, which, by the way, it doesn't even have eyes.
But it has glasses.
It has glasses.
Why are the hands shaped like paws? Like, this is so fucking stupid.
I don't understand why his fans call him the sweet, why his fans are called the Sweet Baby Gang. And I don't know if I want to get it.
No, not at all.
It's strange, to say the least. He also has a candle here that says, "What is a candle?" referencing his horrible documentary, What is a Woman? It's for $25. Oh, yeah. And what the fuck does this smell like? Fucking ass, probably.
Huckleberry and sugar blossom.
Fuck you.
But like, yeah, fuck you and your candle.
I don't even want to know what kind of Reddit ass moderator actually has these candles in their room and lights them. Like, what kind of, because to me, I have candles. I love candles. When I light one, it's to set a mood. It's to get me relaxed. It's to get me feeling good. Maybe it's mm-hmm. going to make me feel spicy. But what kind of emotion, what kind of ambiance do these like transphobic and sweet baby gang candles elicit? Like is a girl gonna really come over to your house and be like, "Wow, that's a nice candle, smells so good in here"? Anyways,
and then she just takes her shirt off.
"Babe, you're so handsome, I love your candles.
Oh, you're such a sweet baby.
You're such a little sweet sweet baby.
Sweet baby boy. You're 48 years old. You're 71. You're not a sweet baby."
Is he really 48? How old is he?
No, he's like 30 something. I'm just being a bitch.
Okay, I don't want to.
But he deserves it.
I don't want to be rude in the slightest, because it's actually one of my biggest fears to appear old. Just because society has conditioned me to be afraid of that. But he looks much older than that. I really thought
bitterness ages you.
I definitely
being did. A piece of shit person ages you.
I need to show you this. It's cringe, but ultimately wholesome. This is the guy from Imagine Dragons, and how he's showing us support during Pride Month.
Aww. That's kind of sweet. Oh.
Okay, he didn't.
Where did the ice cubes come from?
No! Dude, that's.
Thank you?
You know, I actually kind of love it, because, like, I think he is being sincere. But he just pulled that straw out of his fucking ass cheeks.
And the ice cubes. Where did those come from?
Between his nuts, apparently. Like, I thought he was adjusting his, like, penis, like. At first, when he reached in there, like, I thought he was just doing like some kind of interesting like thirst trap. Like, you know how there's like thirst traps where they're like they have like their penis visibly in there, or they're like move it. Like, I thought that was his goal, but then he was just bringing out the ice cubes.
Is he a homosexual, or is he just like a very passionate ally?
He's a very passionate ally, which is what makes this funnier.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Also, you know what? Actually, by the way, how did he do that? Because I genuinely don't know how he did that. Am I stupid, or was that crazy how he made the milk do that? I'm stupid. I am stupid. Did he use the condensation on the outside of the glass to do that?
I'm guessing he wrote Happy Pride Month on the outside, and like, you can't see it because the coffee is black. And then like spitting the cream in, like it's like supposed to be like a secret message.
God
damn
it.
Then he reached into his nutsack and got the ice cubes and then reached into his little bussy area.
Ice cubes.
Like that's a bussy straw.
Ice cubes are stored in the balls. Let that be known. It was previously thought that pee was stored there, but now we're here to correct that and say it is in fact ice cubes.
Only in the winter.
Yeah. After being ditched by Target, both Target and Xbox, and what is it? What's the baseball? National baseball?
MLB.
MLB. Then yeah. This is what we need, the Imagine Dragons guy. We need him.
Yeah. He threw the first brick at Stonewall. Fun fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was there with the Marsha P. Johnson. Right.
He threw the first ice cube.
So really, we should respect his efforts. Yeah. As an ally.
Also, what the fuck is up? Okay, so it's one thing to ditch us during Pride Month. That's one thing. But for Xbox to one day have the Pride flag as their logo and then to switch it to Hot Hell Flames is another.
Is that real?
Yes. It's to
No.
It's to promote a game, but like the juxtaposition is so like insane. Let me show you a picture of this.
Please.
Okay, apparently the new logo is to promote Diablo 5, I believe. But still, like, just take a look at this.
Okay, let me see.
I'm not surprised that there's a lot of homophobic Xbox users, but you didn't have to go from 100 to 0 with this logo change.
Like, there wasn't anything else? Have you seen Entertainment Weekly's Pride Month like logo switch? One year they like put the rainbow flag over it, but they like the logo, it just has ew.
What? No.
Here, I'll show you.
Yes, show me.
This is by far my favorite.
No way. No way.
Ew.
Ew. It's just so
perfect. Oh my God. You couldn't have planned anything like this.
Yeah, it's like a parody of itself.
Right. How did no one, like, spot this? Right? Or maybe some, like, gay intern at Entertainment Weekly was like, this will be funny.
You know what's crazy, too, is, like, I've seen, like, I saw a TikTok recently of a lady complaining, like, as soon as you come into the store, like, 2 feet in, you see the Pride collection. They're trying to indoctrinate you. I'm like, girl, anytime they have a collection, they put it in the front. Like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah.
Do they want... Why would they not want to sell their stuff that's specifically for this one month? Like,
right. And it's like they always have giant displays of like American flag stuff around Memorial Day and July 4th. Can you also argue that they're trying to indoctrinate people into American nationalism? I'm just saying.
Just saying. 4th of July is a big deal every year.
You know, every December they're trying to get us to buy into the propaganda of Christmas.
Exactly. Like,
I'm just saying,
not every religion celebrates Christmas, believe it or not. And what? Like, nobody is out here like bitching about it, like just totally losing their little freaking panties, like literally creaming and nutting in their freaking pants,
right,
with hatred over it. Like, it's fun.
Yeah.
And they should see Pride as the same thing. Like, it's fun. Let them have fun.
Right. Let us have fun. Let us buy our stupid little live, laugh, lesbian shirts and rainbow mugs and call it a day.
So I've been trying to wrap up every episode with a asshole of the week and a hero of the week. Right before we began filming, I was really scrambling to find a hero and I didn't end up finding one. So I was wondering if you saw anything wholesome this week that we could call the hero of the week.
Does it have to be like a person?
No, I think it could be just something wholesome.
I saw a really cute picture of two cats on Twitter the other day. Can they be the heroes of the week?
They can be the heroes of the week.
Yeah. I'll send you. You're going to love it. Those are my heroes of the week.
They've done so much for us. I think I've actually already named like too many assholes of the week. So I'm going to go ahead and just read in. Am I the asshole? So undisclosed, undetermined asshole. Oh, and this one is about a cat. So that's actually perfect.
Topical.
All right, this is called Am I the Asshole for Not Changing My Cat's Name? So I recently adopted a wonderful sweetie of a shelter cat named Millie. That's the name that the shelter gave her. I thought it suited her, and she responds to it, so I didn't change it. The other week, my pregnant cousin Carrie, who I'm moderately close to, posted a list of potential baby names on her social media, and Millie was on the list. I commented to remind her of my cat's name, and she DM'd me to ask me to change Millie's name because she and her fiance really like that name for their daughter. I refused because my cat had her name first, and Carrie called me selfish for valuing a stupid cat over her daughter. I told her that my cat is not stupid and that I wouldn't mind her if her baby shared a name with my cat, but if it was an issue for her, she could choose a different name. She again called me selfish and said she had to go. I was feeling a bit conflicted, so I went to my sister, a mother herself, so I hoped that she would offer me some perspective. And she said that she understands where I was coming from, but that babies should come before pets. And she said that it would be really kind of me to change my cat's name and that she knows how important a couple's dream name is. So I'm feeling more confused than ever. Am I the asshole?
No.
Bro, fuck that lady. Why?
Fuck
why?
That baby. Are you kidding me?
Are you serious? And why does this lady care so, so much that her cousin, not even a close relative, really, her cousin's cat has the same name? Like, when is that ever going to overlap? When is that ever going to become an issue?
How often is this baby and the cat going to be in the same room?
Yeah. Yeah. Where we're like, wait. Which Millie were you talking about? I just changed Millie's litter box. Are you talking about my daughter?
Millie just started kindergarten. Your cat? Like, come on. Can I say something dark?
Say something dark.
Listen, I, as a pet owner, you know, when you adopt a pet, you go into it knowing that pets don't live forever. And they're probably you're probably going to lose them, you know, before they lose you. And, you know, it sucks. You know, I wish pets could be alive for my entire lifetime.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know, the average lifespan for cats is like probably like 12 to 15 years. The thing is, by the time Millie's an adult or even like a teenager, Millie the cat is probably not going to be with us.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes. By the
time. And of course, I hope both Millies live a long, happy life.
Yes, of course. I mean, unless this is one of these special cases where, like, the cat lives to be 30 years old.
Right. Which I hope. I wish that could be for all cats.
I hope that cat lives for 30 fucking years and that that daughter gets named Millie and that that mom just gets to be mad about it. I ask people every week to let me know what their favorite song of the week is and their favorite movie. So do you have any in mind?
I'll start with the movie. I recently watched a horror film with a lesbian couple in it, which is like the first of its kind that I've ever seen, which was pretty cool. Like, lesbians can be psychotic killers too. And that's amazing.
That's amazing. I love that.
It's called What Keeps You Alive. It's from 2018. And it was pretty good for like an indie film.
Wow. Dude, I gotta check that out. That sounds really cool.
Yeah. It was like actually interesting.
I actually feel like vampires are kind of inherently gay too. So like they give off like gay energy, definitely a lesbian energy.
Right. I agree. And werewolves are gay.
Do you have a song of the week?
I guess I'll just share my number one song on the on repeat playlist. You know, that like shows like your top songs.
Yeah.
I love Nonsense by Sabrina Carpenter. That fucking slaps.
Oh, I haven't heard her music, but I saw her in she was in Sabrina, the Teenage Witch reboot, right? Or am I thinking of someone else?
What's it called? Girl Meets World.
Girl
with Rowan
Meets
Blanchard.
World.
Yeah. It's like the remake of Boy Meets World. It was on Disney like a while ago.
I haven't heard her music, but I gotta check it out. She looks like a doll. She's
literally
a freaking doll.
What about you? What about you? What's your song and movie of the week?
My song of the week.
Okay, beatboxing. Okay, Twitch Perfect.
I'm going to go ahead and say my song of the week is Leaf House by Animal Collective. It's a very fun song. Feels like a song that you could listen to on a bike ride. And it just gives off good energy. I love it. I love listening to it in the shower, on a bike ride. Good vibes. And then movie of the week. I tried to watch a movie yesterday called The Nice Guys. 30 to 40 minutes in, I literally could not watch it anymore because it was so, strange. Like, I was like, so uncomfortable. And that's rare for me because I feel like I can handle a lot. Like, I feel like I could... I never, like, just turn something off. Like, I've never been somebody who just walked out of a theater. But that movie was just, like... It was fucking weird, dude. Like...
What was it about?
It's about, like, these detectives, and they're just, like a weird, quirky pairing, and one of them is Ryan Gosling, the other one is Russell Crowe, but there's, like, a scene amongst many scenes that are kind of strange, where this kid says, I have a huge penis, like, do you want to see my penis? End quote. And then... Here's where I had to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scene where they're going to investigate this party that just so happens to be filled with, like, adult film stars.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Gosling's daughter, like, follows along without his permission. He tries to send her home, but then finds her later in the house somehow with the adult stars watching something. Not even going to say the word, with said actresses. And then I was like, and it wasn't even just like a short like bit. It wasn't like, I'm pulling you out of here. What the heck are you doing? Mm-hmm. It was like lingering for like way too long. And then I was like, you know what? I don't want to finish this.
Oh my God.
I was like shocked. I was like, what the fuck? And like the saddest part is that like I was so excited to watch it because earlier that day I saw on Twitter like somebody had like posted about it, was like, it's a shame that more people haven't like watched this movie. Like, it's so funny. But like I was like instant fucking regret. I'm never listening to any of you motherfuckers ever again on this fucking website. Fuck all
film
of you.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Genuinely?
Yeah. Like,
it sounds awful.
Yeah, like I'm not crazy, right? Like, that's pretty weird.
No, that's for sure weird. It sounds like a very, like, edgy just to be edgy kind of movie.
Like, that could be the stinky movie of the week.
That is a smelly movie. Stinky movie.
And then the real movie of the week is... You know what? I watched fucking Monsters, Inc. the other night just to be comfy, just to have a nice little old time. So I'm going to say Monsters, Inc. is the movie of the week. And it aged like fine wine. With that being said, though, thank you guys so much for watching. And clean your fucking room. Clean your fucking room. You already know this. Anna Marie, let them know.
Clean your room. And I will clean my room. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely not going to leave it how it is for a few more days.
Yeah, I get it. You're depressed. You're mentally ill. But, you know, wipe the pizza crust crumbs off your sheets. Yeah. You don't want ants. Throw away the water bottles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know you have three different drinks open at all times, but you got to throw away the trash. Okay.
Yeah. Throw it away.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for watching. And I'll see you guys again very soon.
Bye.